I wanted to ask you a couple of questions just about how you practice. I know your first choice is always going to be put a patient on a trial if you've got one, but in a non-protocol setting, a few things. You mentioned dose dense therapy. I know you're trying to put as many patients as you can on your adjuvant trial. In a patient who's not going to go on the study, right now for a node positive patient, generally what are you doing?
I discuss with the patient the option of either dose dense therapy or the standard arm of our adjuvant trial, AC followed by docetaxel.
Why do you prefer that if you're going to go with AC docetaxel versus TAC, for example?
I am always a little concerned about dropping doses and the requirement for growth factor support that's built into the TAC regimen makes me prefer using sequential therapy. One can give higher doses and you don't have overlapping toxicities. So even though it takes longer, 8 cycles as opposed to 6, I think it's overall better tolerated. I think the TAC regimen is excellent, and I think it's a physician preference issue, and it relates to this idea of using the highest dose possible sequentially, which I prefer.
How do you decide between dose-dense ACT and AC followed by docetaxel?
I discuss it with the patient and discuss the differences in toxicity. One difference in toxicity with standard paclitaxel and dose-dense paclitaxel is the neuropathy. The problem with this drug can be persistent neuropathy. Now, while this can be tolerated at a grade 1 level in the metastatic setting, this can be more disturbing for patients in the adjuvant setting. Some of these patients have confounding medical problems, such as diabetes, and in my experience with paclitaxel and diabetics, they can have persistent, often disabling neuropathy. The neuropathy with docetaxel is shorter duration, more self-limited, not as persistent. And I think that it makes it easier to tolerate. There are some problems with docetaxel in terms of the fluid retention and the asthenia, and it's a trade-off. So I think it becomes an individualized decision. And I discuss the options for both with the patients when I discuss adjuvant treatment.
Overall, sort of, how do you see the tolerance in general to dose-dense ACT versus AC docetaxel, for example, in terms of fatigue, sort of getting back on their feet, so to speak?
I think that's a good question. I think they're probably comparable. I think it takes a while to recover from adjuvant chemotherapy. I think usually most patients are recovered for the most part, by the time you see them at their 3-month visit, from most of the side effects. I think it's 6 weeks. Sometimes it's hard to separate out effects of confounding radiation, which many patients will be getting after chemotherapy if they've had a lumpectomy or breast conservation, for example. So that usually most patients are fully recovered, no matter which, except for this question of persistent neuropathy, at 3 months.